This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations.
Welcome back to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
And this is Anthony.
And we'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody. 2017 thus far hasn't been that much of it, so it's hard to judge. But so far, it hasn't been too bad. I can't complain. How's it been going for you, Anthony?
I can complain, but I'm going to try not to.
I can complain about the temperature because it was like 12 degrees this morning. And I was out riding my bike, and yeah, it's hard out here.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that, but I mean, it was like 20. It's been, well, I think the lowest it went here was like 16, but there was people outside painting for some reason.
How you gonna paint when it's 16 degrees? The paint ain't gonna dry until it warms up.
I know. I don't know. They're out here working though.
Hey, I'm trying to make America great. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, at least until they build a wall.
Exactly. I saw Rogue One today, actually. Was not impressed.
Yeah. Really?
You thought it was good?
I thought it was cool.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't as bad as like whatever the other movie was that came out last year with the first time a black person was in Star Wars.
It wasn't the first time. But.
Well, you know, someone actually that stuck around. What's his name? Forrest Whitaker was in it for a minute, and then he killed himself for no reason. It didn't make that. I was like, why did he kill himself? Or why did he just opt to not leave? Because they had plenty of time to take him with them.
I mean, apparently, like, some of these characters, there's, like, backstory. Like, his character, there's, like, backstory in the cartoons if you watch those and stuff like that. But my main problems with it, I mean, it was cool. I like the robot. But my main problems with it were that some of the characters, they just didn't dig into who they were. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I like them, but it's like, who are they?
Well, there was a ton of characters, too, it seemed like. Because, like, I like the blind guy. And then, like, his lover with the big gun. I don't know if it was his lover, but near the end, I was like...
Yeah, I was thinking...
I was questioning, like, why are they hanging out so much?
Yeah, I think it was leaning that way. So, I mean, no, I did... That's the thing. I like them, but I didn't feel like who are they?
Yeah, you know. Exactly. There was no story on them, but it seemed like they were basically just... It's like... I'm trying to think of another movie that did it, but it's like a lot of those movies where... We just need to throw a bunch of characters at you and tell you a bunch of story just to get to this point. Like, okay, we got to the point where they found the plans to the Death Star. And that was what we were trying to get to. And who cares if we, like, created a not that great movie in the process. We told you the story.
Yeah. I mean, there was cool stuff in it or whatever. I mean, at the end, it got hype or whatever. It's, you know, you just saw how it led into the other movies. But, I mean... Yeah. It was cool. I mean, I didn't think it was like the most amazing movie ever. I was like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah, it was all right.
I was entertained.
Yeah. So,
I've seen worse. Definitely. I mean, I wasn't like mad that I bought a ticket or nothing like that. I mean, it was cool. So.
I'll say I liked it better than the other Star Wars movie that came out like last year or whenever it came out. I forgot the name of it, but...
Force Awakens.
Yeah, Force Awakens. Because I thought that one was cool, but it was terrible. Because as soon as once I saw, like, figured out, okay, that's his son. Oh, okay. They're in the same ship and everything. Like, then the story became obvious. Oh, they built another thing that blows up planets, but this time it's a planet.
Yeah, it's like I'm ready for something new.
Whoever is charge of the Empire or whatever it is. It's like, okay, let's make a new strategy. Instead of building Death Stars, Why don't we build something else? Because clearly, the Alliance or whatever they are has figured out, like, okay, fly in, blow it up from the inside, or you shoot something through some tube and blow it up, or whatever. You know, it's always the same thing. So it's not interesting anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up. Some. I mean, I like the cartoons. I don't know if you've ever watched those, but they don't have any Death Stars in them, really. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you get all these other characters and stuff like that. And I like those. Some of those get dark too, like with like the clones and stuff. And then they really digs into them, and you get to see how the clones live and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's interesting in a way that some of the like a movie. Like that's my problem, especially now with like Netflix and all that. You can watch these shows in one sitting. Mm-hmm. You can binge watch them, so you got like a really long movie. Mm-hmm. And so when you go see a movie, it's like, man, they really jammed everything in there. But it's like, well. They only had 2 hours, and I'm used to being able to watch the whole. It's like, just make it a series.
Yeah.
Put it on Netflix. I'll watch it.
I think I started watching some cartoon. I forget which one Star Wars cartoon it was, but it just didn't hold my attention. So I stopped. Yeah. But all right. So enough about Rogue One. If you're considering watching it, don't pay too much to watch it. But it's not bad.
No, it's cool.
It's not the worst like sci-fi superhero type movie I've seen this year. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the worst one was, but
yeah. Yeah, what else has there been?
Oh, Suicide Squad, definitely number one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
didn't
Batman versus Superman come out?
Yeah, also? Batman versus Superman was so it had some good parts. It had some redeeming factors to it, but Suicide Squad was like dumb from beginning to end. I can't think of a good part of that movie. Because I was talking to somebody about it recently, and I was like, if I was forming a Suicide Squad, I wouldn't have picked none of them. Because like, if you're fighting this alien witch goddess person, a guy that shoots good, some chick in like some short shorts and with a hammer and a gun.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm not gonna pick Will Smith. I'm not gonna pick the white chick.
I mean, at least he can shoot. Yeah. I didn't know what her point. I mean, well, I know why she was in the movie, but
yeah, but she didn't even look that good to me. But yeah, some people are into that type of stuff. But like Killer Croc, I don't remember him doing anything useful in the movie. The fire guy, I don't remember him doing. Well, he did some little minor useful thing, but like if you're like a demon witch person, I don't feel like you should have any trouble with any of those people.
Well, the fire guy, he turned into that other thing. So I feel like that helped. But
yeah, a little bit. But the rest of them, why? And the boomerang guy, or whatever the guy was.
Oh, he was really pointless.
Yeah. Well, him and Killer Croc, like Killer Croc was like, well, we need somebody to play like a stereotypical black thug type person. And that's why they brought him in, because he literally did nothing.
He swam somewhere, I think.
I'm trying to block out that part from my memory.
They could have just got a scuba driver.
Dude in a scuba suit.
Yeah.
Scuba Steve.
Yeah. Kind of hard to do. Okay.
All right, so...
still trying to get away.
Something real to talk about... So I guess since our last episode, obviously we talked about New Year's resolutions. So one of the things I brought up in that episode, I think, and we both talked about it, was just like kind of following up and checking in with yourself as you go throughout the year, so that it's not just like a goal you set at the beginning of the year and then you don't reevaluate until the end of the year or anything like that. So let's reevaluate.
Well... Oh, yeah. My main thing was getting organized and writing lists and everything. I listened to our podcast and was inspired to do that by myself. But no, since I've been doing that, it's actually been helping. I've been able to get stuff done. I mean, it's only been like a week or so, I guess, I've been doing it. But I don't know. I've been feeling productive and getting things done. I've been super stressed out at the end of the day because I know exactly what I did and didn't do. Mm-hmm. I haven't been completing the list, but at least I'm organizing my thoughts at the beginning of the day, and that helps me know what I need to work on. I mean, I noticed this week, like today, I don't know. I didn't have a lot of sleep for whatever reason, so I was kind of out of it today. So I mean, that affected my productivity, but I still made sure I made a list and try to get some stuff done. So I mean, it's just I know it's one of those things. It's just gonna be a daily, maybe not a battle necessarily, but it's just gonna be have something that I have to do every day. Mm-hmm. Until it's a habit.
Yeah.
So
I haven't started making lists, but what I did start doing was, like, my alarm goes off at 6:30 every morning. If I don't want to rush, I have to get out of bed before 7. So in that time, I'm not always asleep. Sometimes I fall back asleep, but I try and just lay there and try and, you know, organize my thoughts for the day. Okay, what do I want to accomplish today? Set some goals or whatever. And then also think about what I want to do, like what I have to do for the rest of the week, whatever. And then I try and think back about that stuff as well throughout the day and get things done. And so far it's been pretty good, but I think I do probably need to start writing lists and that whole being more organized thing, because so far I haven't had that many things to do. And in most cases I've gotten done everything I needed to do, because like if I don't have that many things to do and I have some extra time, like in the past week, I've had some extra time. So it's been easier for me to get things done because I have extra time. But I know if I was busier, which definitely will happen, a lot of this stuff could fall, you know, out of my, you know, view and I forget to do it. So I need to make re-up on that resolution.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not that you don't have much to do. It's just that, like, I know for me, sometimes I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel overwhelmed, and other times I feel like I don't have a lot to do. Mm-hmm. But I think as I keep on doing these lists, I realize like, okay, well, it just seems like I don't have a lot to do. So I need to write down some of these other things that may not be essentials. They're not necessarily, they can be personal projects, but I need to put them on the list if I want to, you know, finish them.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure I'm like, okay, well, I have extra time. You know, I don't have these things to do, so okay, I need to make sure I do these things.
Well, that's so. Something I was talking to my wife about, because she was trying to set some goals for the new year, and so we talked about them, and then I was like, in addition to setting goals, well, I told her a couple things. I told her not to set goals for the new year, set goals for the week. So this was last week, so I was like, set some goals for this week, and then also set like a stretch goal where if you finish everything else and you have some extra time, work on this other thing. You don't have to complete it, but it's just something to do so that when you're finished, you're not just like, let me sit down and watch TV. Let's watch Real Housewives of Atlanta for 6 hours or something like that, instead of, like, you know, maybe working towards something else you want to do.
Yeah. Or find something you can do at the same time.
Yeah.
Multitask or something like that. I mean, I know I've grabbed my notebook and worked on drawing something or whatever while I'm watching TV sometimes. I mean, I'm not like super productive during that time, but it's one of those projects that I'm just doing for myself. It's not like really a timeline. I mean, it's something I want to finish this year, but it's not like nobody cares. Yeah, nobody cares. It's just something I want to do personally. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So
when I'm like, have something I don't really have to pay attention to do, then I watch Portlandia. It's a pretty good show. Well, I don't know. When I first...
Are they still making new seasons?
I've never watched it on TV, so I don't know. I only watch it on Netflix. So I started watching it like a couple years ago, and I got like through the first 2 seasons, and now I think they're like on season 7 or something.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't realize it was still making. I've watched like maybe the first 2, and I forgot about it since then. I have to catch back up on that. We've been power watching Arrow recently.
What season are you on?
Oh.
Are you watching on TV or Netflix?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Like,
we'll have to talk about that.
I mean, I've already
in a few.
I've already watched all of it.
Oh, okay.
But this is for girlfriend's her watching it
benefit. Yeah, it gets kind of dumb here and there.
Yeah, we're like in season 2 right now, so it's still good, but season 3 and 4 I think is when it gets dumb.
He just keeps going back to the island for like no reason. Like, yeah, let's just go back to the island.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lock up this most one recent guy at the
season
island.
They did better. This most recent season they did better.
The most recent one I saw was when the guy with the white hair was trying to take over the world and kill everybody. Dark?
No, Damon
Dark?
After that.
Okay, I haven't seen it in season
after that. Okay. Yeah, it's like the latest one that they're in the middle of right now, I guess you could say. It's better. They're finally like, they're not going back to the island anymore.
Are people coming back to life in the Lazarus pit and all that crap too?
Well, see, the mid-season finale or whatever it is, somebody showed back up and it's like, wait, what? I don't know.
Yeah, because if another relative dies and comes back to life, or if the one guy from season 1 and 2, I forgot his name, the guy that's like got an Australian accent, if he keeps coming back, then it's a problem.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that because he was really good.
Yeah, he was okay, but he...
It would bother me.
His motivation was weak to me.
I mean, he was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Damien Dark. I mean, I don't know what his motivation was. But
yeah. Well, it's a TV show, and it's all dumb. I started watching Supergirl, but that was dumb.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of... I mean, I've been keeping up with it. It's cheesy, but it's cool, but it's cheesy.
They're all cheesy, and that's why, like... When I realized Portlandia had new seasons, I was like, oh, something else. I don't have to watch this crap anymore.
Do you have Amazon?
Nah. Send me your password.
Oh.
Well, I have Amazon, but I don't pay for Prime or anything like that.
Okay. Because they put The Expanse on there.
Oh, okay. Well, I started...
Because season 2 of that drops in February. Mm-hmm. Well, not the whole thing, but it starts back up in February. But it was good. There were some... You know, it was pretty right along with the book. I mean, there were some, you know... There wasn't so much projectile vomiting, but they did a good job. Mm. I was impressed.
I might check that out. I watched the first episode of the Grand Tour because it was like free for a while.
Yeah, I did that, and I keep on forgetting to go back and watch more of those. Oh, I mean, it's
cool. I like Top Gear, but binge watching Top Gear. After a while, it's like redundant. And the new show, it's not bad, but I don't know. It seems like it's literally Top Gear again, like with a few minor tweaks.
I mean, I think that's what, I mean, it was working. What they were doing was working great, so why change it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, only changed the name because he had to, because he don't work there anymore, but otherwise, I mean, it was working, so. Mm-hmm. I have to catch up with that one day, but... to get back around to it, but I've been trying to I don't know, I keep on finding myself just sitting there. Sometimes when you have these shows that you can binge watch, after a while you just get like, okay, I don't have to I get tired of sitting there after a while, and I just feel like I should be doing something. It's like I need to get up and do something productive, there's definitely things I should be doing, things I need to work on, but it's been cold, so sometimes I don't want to do that either, so I just sit there on the couch in battle with myself over wanting to do something productive, but then also being cold, so I don't want to get up.
I feel like some of those habits that you form, like, because in the wintertime, obviously it's colder, then you can't do stuff outside. You want to stay warm, so in the wintertime, a lot of time I get in the habit of just sitting down doing stuff or sitting around watching TV more. And then come spring, summer, I have to break out of that habit. So I try not to, you know, it's a habit. It's just like any habit. So you want to kind of try and, I guess it would be good to avoid that if possible.
I remember I made that excuse for myself a while, like at one point, because it was like my excuse to not work on a painting or something like that. But then it was like, I realized that if I turned the lights on that I have over there that I paint with, that I use to shine the light, I'd actually get some warmth from that. But I don't know. That the room where my painting stuff is, it's drafty right now, so I don't know. I mean, I need to work on stuff. I'll probably do it in the morning. It's going to warm up here anyway, so it can be hard to pull yourself off of the couch when you got, you know, endless things to watch on Netflix and get the fire going, and it's just like, why would I get up? So...
Well, I'll say one thing that motivates me, and recently I thought about this, was, so I'm trying to think of what the actual thing it was. I think it was like exercising. So, like, I'm not some big muscle guy, but I want to be fit. I want to be surprise, surprise. But I want to be fit and healthy, and I don't want to be so skinny that I'm embarrassed to like go to the beach, take my shirt off, whatever. So I want to be presentable. So how's that funny?
You don't want to look like Snoop in a wife beater.
No, I don't want to have no baggy wife beaters. That's not appropriate. So a friend of mine from high school named Charles, we always used to talk about people who are on or not on wife beater status, which is basically meaning like where you're muscular enough where you could wear a wife beater and not look crazy, not look like a crackhead. But anyway, that just reminded me of. But anyway, it's probably like 2 or 3 years ago, I bought a pull-up bar. I think I got it from eBay or Amazon. I don't know where it came from. My wife might have bought it for me. But anyway.
She was trying to drop hints.
Like, hey, maybe she tried this. But
my son, I seen you wearing that wife beater.
I got you something. I'm not trying to say anything, but here's a pull-up bar.
I got you, fam. Here. Say no more.
But, so, you know, that was like 2.5 years ago, or 3 years ago, at least. So, when I got it, you know, I used it a little bit, did a few pull-ups here and there, and then I fell off, didn't do it consistently. But I had it up in my office, on the doorway to my office, so I would do some occasionally, but not consistently. And then recently, like this summer, I thought, like, we were going somewhere. Maybe it wasn't this summer, but anyway, going to the beach at some point in time. And I thought back, I was like, you know, if I had started exercising consistently back then, this wife beater wouldn't be so baggy.
Yeah.
And that it applies to other things too, because there's been several situations like that where I thought back and I could remember the exact time that I said to myself, I should start doing X, Y, or Z. And now it's a year or 6 months later, and I'm like, crap, if I had started back then, you know where I would be?
Yeah.
And that's what motivates me now, because I'm like, every time I think, like, I should go do some push-ups or you know, I should, you know, learn this new software or whatever, now I'm like, I should do it now or as soon as possible, or this needs to go on my list of things to do, you know, in some foreseeable short-term future, because I don't want to be looking back a year from now saying, crap, I thought about learning that a year ago and I still don't know it.
Yeah, I ran into something slightly similar to that today. I was transferring our website to a new database, and I mean, I've done it before in the past, but it's not something I do every day, so I forget things. And I had been messing with it the other day, just running into errors, like just trying to remember how I did it in the past and just running into errors or whatever. And then today I was just like, why don't I just Google it? Which seems like an obvious solution to things, but sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I think you get stuck in, you know, just you're stubborn, but for no good reason. It's like, why are you being stubborn about this? Just go look it up. Like, why are you worried about it? Just look it up real quick like you do anything else and figure out how to do it. I mean, just like any, you know, I don't know, just like anything. It's like, so I just look it up and it's like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I remember that now. So, okay. And I don't know. It's just, I find that a lot of times it's easy to get in your own way because of just, I don't know, you're stubborn or lazy. Something about it. You just don't want to like, no, I don't actually want to excel in my work or anything. I just want to get by and let me just,
it's comfortable.
You know. Yeah, and let me just knock around and like complain because I can't get things done instead of like finding a solution.
Well, I feel like along those lines where you're talking about getting in your own way, a lot of times I have to remind myself what's comfortable now and what may be comfortable for, you know, a year from now, whatever, in the long term is not going to be comfortable for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like in terms of jobs, like I've had jobs where I was comfortable. I was making enough money to support my family. I, you know, work was super, super easy, but that's not permanent. And, you know, I wasn't technically happy, but I was tricking myself into being happy because I was like, eh, look at all this money I'm making, I, you know, look at all this stuff I can buy, but I'm not happy because I'm not learning anything. I'm not doing anything interesting at work. So staying there would have been easy or whatever, but I had to bounce because I was getting too, it was comfortable, which comfortable is not always bad, but comfortable is not good necessarily either. So I kind of didn't make any sense, but yeah.
It's a, I mean, it's not comfortable. I mean, comfortable would be nice, but it's really close to stagnation. Yeah. I mean, you got to know the difference. Like, it's one thing to be comfortable and another thing to not be progressing.
Right. Yeah, okay. That's a better explanation. Yeah.
I mean, because you can get comfortable anywhere. You don't have to have money or nothing going right for you. You can be comfortable in your misery and, like, I don't know. I mean, just because of the jobs and different things I've had, I don't trust any situation. When things start going well, I get worried. But, like,
that's a like different type of problem.
Yeah, it probably is. But I don't know. It's like I need something to go wrong. Like, I know when I used to work on my car or whatever, and it's like, okay, when I'm doing this major thing I'm doing to it, I need something to go wrong while I'm working on it. If nothing happens wrong while I'm working on it, I don't strip a bolt, I don't drop something somewhere, I don't accidentally do something, then I'm worried.
Well, that's unique to owning a Volkswagen, I think. Because since you've owned your Mercedes, have you had that same issue?
No, because I haven't done that much to it.
Well, I don't know.
I should, but I haven't. But no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, no, that hasn't happened. But yeah, that probably it's a Volkswagen.
Well, I won't say all Volkswagens are like that.
I was scarred by that.
You set me up.
Well, I mean, I just had a series. Anybody just had a series of
cars?
Yeah, there we go.
A series of unfortunate events, like Lemony Snickets.
Yeah. Cars that you like built, like, you know, constantly doing stuff that were halfway running when you got it. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I just haven't had the best of luck with cars, so I mean, it just—I don't know. I've been scarred and I'm paranoid now. But I mean, but in that can make you in other areas of life, that can lead to stagnation.
Yeah, because you feel like it's safer
because of. Yeah, it's like all right, well, as long as I'm struggling a little bit, then cool. Which it sounds crazy, but it's like, okay, well, all right, well. Or even, you know, you looking around at other people, it's like, well, all right, well, I'm not doing as bad as they are, so I can just be comfortable right here. But it's, I don't know, you got to want more for yourself. And depending on the field you're in, especially if it's technology, you're going to look up and you're comfortable and going to be there for very long. You're going to look up and you're going to be out of date. So I don't know. I mean, I guess no matter what industry you're in, you don't want to, you know, get left behind like that. You know, just in life in general, you don't want to be the same person you were 5 years ago.
And I think that goes back to like what I was saying about the pull-up bar. When I look back, I was like, crap. I've spent two and a half years or whatever being the same person. Well, I was, you know, other life crap changed or whatever, but this area where I said I wanted to improve, I did nothing. Well, I did some things, but I wasn't consistent, and that's what felt bad to me. So now it's like,
still not filling out that white beard.
But
with doing pull-ups, I was always like kind of worried to do them at the gym because it's like I don't want to look crazy, like go up there and be able to do one pull-up.
You gotta start somewhere.
You don't want to you gotta clear it out, like, all right, I'm gonna get used to this bar now, and you do one pull-up and it's like, all right. So, I mean, but I was going in the morning sometimes, so there wasn't many people in there. And I started doing them. I mean, now I can do, you know, I can do a decent amount. I can go in there and be like, all right,
you know. You can do it with people watching.
I can do it with people watching, like, proudly while they're over there doing whatever they're doing. Like, just, you know.
Like, hey, guys. Hey, everybody. I'm about to do some pull-ups. If you want to watch.
It's like, oh, this? Oh, you know, just a couple of pull-ups. You know, that's it. You know, but it was something like a fear that I had. Like, okay, well, I don't know if I can do these. So I don't want to do them. But then I realized that, I mean, I can look back and see the progress since I've been consistent with it. I mean, and that, I don't know. That.
Yeah, I would say when I started, I could probably do like 4 or 5, maybe. Now I can probably do 20.
Yeah.
I was hoping that number would be impressive, but I guess not.
I mean, I do like, I mean, I think I do like 20 when I'm there, but not in a row. I do like 5 or 7.
Well, depends on, I mean, like the grip and all the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I switch it up, but I do like four to five sets of them, of at least 5. So, but I don't know.
All right. So, shout out to all our listeners who are interested in fitness.
And yeah.
All right. So something happened to me this week. I had a customer who I worked with in the past, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe I did some work for them and they came back, which is great because I do good work. Just FYI for everyone.
That was your story.
That's the end of the story. Yeah. Thanks for listening. No, but they came back. But the issue is obviously but in the past 4 or 5 years, I've changed my prices because I wasn't charging that much back in the day. I've been told many times I should raise my prices. So I raised my prices. So they hit me up and they're like, yo, I know you only charge X dollars for this. So can you do one? And I was like,
nope.
So,
I mean, that's a,
yeah, it was an interesting situation. So basically I had to let them know, like, look, I'm charging more. I didn't hit them with the full new rate, but I hit them with a slightly higher rate, like, well, this is going to cost a little bit more than normal or whatever. But I thought it was an interesting situation, and I figured out a way to deal with it, but I don't know the best way of dealing with that, except for like
did
having,
they say anything about it?
No, they didn't trip. I have had people trip.
I mean, but
before
that happens in every, I mean, I don't know, I don't think you should be super nervous about that because that happens with everything. Yeah. I mean, Netflix started charging more.
Yeah, that's true.
Did I delete that? Nope. I mean, it was only a dollar, but, you know, I mean, but I don't know. I know for me, every year I raise my prices on things because you got another year of experience.
Yeah.
So I can charge more. I mean, if people come back, a lot of times they don't remember what they charged them last time. But if it's somebody that's been a good customer and they return, you know, they've come back for multiple projects, then I'll give them a deal just on the, you know, strength of your return customer. But
yeah, this person came back with the number from before. That's what made it awkward.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I know you charge this. And it's like, well, do I?
Like, you know nothing.
That was the old me. But
changing things. My New Year's resolution is to raise all my prices.
Yep.
But, no, I mean, I don't know. That's weird. I mean, because I know I've had people come back to me, and certain people I just know kind of roughly what their budget is, so I know not to hit them with something too crazy. But, you know, all the new customers.
Yeah, if you're brand new, I'm going to test the waters. I'm going to try as high as I'm.
See what I can do.
You know, whatever's reasonable, but I'm going to try and go higher, obviously. If you're an old customer.
Well, you gotta ask for what you want, and, you know. It's an old customer, they, you know, especially depending on what they are wanting you to do, it may be something that you can knock out really quick, and in that way, at least way. If it's a returning customer and is on the same, another project for an item that already exists, then it's not like you have to recreate something. So it should be pretty easy to, you know, create something in that same style and just, you know, knock out something new. So. I mean, I had to recently do another flyers for somebody. I mean, I've done this flyer like at least 2 to 3 other times for them, but every year they do the thing again, the program again, and they want a new flyer, but they want it to look different. So I had to like switch it up every year. The thing is, I switched it up. Used different. They were like, "Yeah, we want different pictures and everything," and I put different pictures, sent it to them. And they had other changes, and they were like, oh, well, we want these pictures. Basically, I ended up putting like 2 of their original pictures back on there. And they were happy with that. And so like, what? Y'all are, I don't know. It was kind of weird. And then they also said, because somebody I put on there, it's unrelated to what we're talking about, I guess. But one of the people I put on there, it was like an Asian lady holding a watermelon or something like that. Because
that seems
flyer
racist right there. An Asian lady holding a watermelon?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
And she was smiling. But it's like for some kind of health seminar thing, class or something like that. But I don't know. They were like, well, we want this appeal to certain people, and that lady doesn't look like she's American. And I was like,
what does an American look like?
All those things ran through my head. I mean, I know they weren't trying to. I don't know, because it's tough now. I mean, because I live in Atlanta now. I haven't always lived here, but definitely since I've been here, I'm, you know, what I think the average American looks like. And I'm like, oh, well, everybody around here is all kinds of stuff. Yeah. You know? So what do you mean that doesn't look like a. That's not what you, you know, she doesn't look like she's American. Like, I see. Well, I don't know if they're necessarily Americans, but I see a lot of people in America that look like that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Americans that look like that too. I mean, it's not that weird thing, but based on where they live, not sure exactly where they live, but their view of their client base may be different.
Yeah, I'll say, like, if you live on the edges of the United States, America is more multicultural. If you live in the middle, it's probably a bunch of white people. And that's just the way America gives. Or
it's just white and black. And
Maybe some Hispanic people.
Yeah.
Maybe some Asian people. I don't know. But yeah, I think that's interesting because in working with clients, I've noticed, I don't necessarily think it's like blatant racism, but it's like subconscious racism on their part where they're like, prejudice is better. Yeah. Where they prefer certain people on their stuff. All right, so in a previous episode, we also talked about our social media stuff. And this is also kind of one of our resolutions to do better on social media. I know we've been doing a little better on Twitter in terms of tweeting, but Instagram, I just need to take more pictures of stuff. I don't know what I need to take pictures of. But I did want to report to all you listening that care. Like, we have like 105 Instagram followers now.
Yay!
we'll edit in some canned applause or whatever.
Yeah.
Some horns going off.
But
That's the sound I was looking for. But I don't remember what our numbers were when we did the episode where we talked about it, but we've definitely grown there. Twitter, I think we were up by maybe 10 or 15 followers. Yeah. So I will say consistency has helped.
Yeah. And it gets easier to get more followers. The more followers you have, it's just the way it works. And with Instagram, now that we have over 100 followers, we can look at analytics and stuff like that. And I mean, I looked at it. I didn't do anything with it. I just looked at it, and it was like, I'm going to come back to this one day. I just looked at it once just to see what the setup was and how to get around. I didn't look at it very long because the light changed and I had to drive. No, I was kidding.
I need to look at that. I'll have to check that out. Cause like I've used analytics on, like Google Analytics and stuff like that. But I feel like at least most of the projects I've worked on, knowing all those numbers and all those details about who was looking at my site didn't help me.
No, it's just something to agonize over. I mean, I guess it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you have, it depends on what you're doing. What your market is, if you're selling stuff, if you want to, you want that information. But a lot of people I worked for, that information it wasn't entirely relevant. Yeah. It's more important that you knew how people navigated the site.
Yeah. Well, they have that type of information on analytics now. On some level, but most people I work with, they just wanted to know how many people visited. And I could have put like those whack little hit counter things on their site and been done with it. But it's one of those value add things where you say, well, I can set up analytics and stuff for you so you can see who's coming to your site. And they're like, oh, great, that'll be awesome. But then they put their site up and they realize, well, they don't realize it, but they just never care because they don't know what to do with the information. Because, like 90% of people, at least that I worked out with, that built sites, they were selling stuff, but it was stuff where, they weren't getting that much sales. So it wasn't like they needed to, do much work in terms of the capture process and how customers were finding their site and finding their shopping cart and that type of stuff. So analytics were useful, but they weren't going to do anything with the information.
I mean, anybody could use the SEO, but a lot of times I know I'm telling people like, okay, well, you need to blog about something or be posting new content all the time. But so many people don't do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, here's your analytics, but it's not going to change much because you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're not driving new customers to your site. So, you know, that's, I mean, and I don't know. I can't do anything for them for that. Not for free at least. So
nope.
I mean, that's,
yeah. We should probably, I don't even know if we have analytics on our website. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this on the podcast, but I should look at those numbers and see what's going on there.
We do.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so be like us. Get analytics.
We just have, I mean, I don't know. We've talked about that before. We're the worst at taking care of our own stuff. So, I mean, but no, we do have it on our website. Cause I remember we set it up, but yeah, I haven't looked at it in a long time. Because we've been, I don't know, we've been busy. So, and it's something that we have to work on for this year. I mean, doing that in my photography business, then I also do putting some effort into it. That's one of my goals, is try to put effort into all the things I do. So take advantage of some of the free tools out there and, you know, stuff like that. But, and it's, I don't know, my camera broke. Did I tell you that?
No. What broke? I mean, it just doesn't work.
It works, but the LCD screen stopped working.
I don't use that.
You could technically still take pictures, but I mean, you can't look at them.
Yeah.
Until you put them on a computer.
Huh.
I mean, which, you know, back in the day, they say you to do it anyway with film cameras, but.
Yeah, I'm dependent on that screen.
Oh, okay. Well, I found that out right before I had to shoot. Had to go out of town to shoot a wedding, and I had to go rent a camera. Thankfully, there's a place I can just pick one up here, but that was annoying. So,
are you gonna buy another one or a different, like an upgraded model or what?
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I would like an upgraded model, but I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
it's not cheap.
Cameras ain't cheap, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, now that I've been doing, like, I do some video stuff for my wife on her blog, and then my daughters started a YouTube channel where they want to take videos of stuff.
For booking email?
No, they don't have a booking email, so.
Okay, all right. Cool.
Nah.
Find somebody else to.
They're not aspiring Instagram.
Post my party. Okay.
But I've definitely been thinking about getting a video, a camera that can do better video. It's like the D90 is okay for video, but it doesn't like autofocus at all. So you got to manually do all that stuff. And it's not that great.
I mean, your phone could probably do.
Yeah, my phone,
job.
My phone does better video.
I mean, you could use, I mean, it'd be cool for some things if you want to get all artsy and stuff. But stuff like that, you can just use your phone. I know I went to Best Buy looking for a little camera, one of those little flip cameras. I don't think they make those anymore. Because, I wanted to get my son something like that since he likes making his videos or whatever, but I was like, this doesn't exist.
Just give him my old phone.
Any camera. Yeah, well, I mean, he has a phone now, but it's like one of those whack, like, basic. I mean, it has a camera on it, but it's like that basic. Like, it's one of those, it was like a free phone, literally, they give you, that he has now. But, I mean, may upgrade him here soon.
Yeah, I mean, because, I don't know, it's like easier to do decent video now. Because I was watching somebody's YouTube channel, he was talking about, like, got like 100,000 subscribers, and all this video was just shot with like an iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've done some videos. I mean, any video you, I mean, I've done, I shot it with my phone, a Galaxy S6. Yep, I mean, it works. It's good enough. You just make sure your lighting is right, and I mean, you'll be good. I mean, that's one thing I haven't, like, completely got into, but I feel like it's something I could do, is video. Because it's some of the same principles, you know, composition and stuff like that, as other art forms. But I mean, I did it for a while. I had to record board meetings, which was you know, I really got to get artistic with that. But I don't know. I mean, but I feel like it's something I could do if, you know, one day when I have more time. So one day when I need more things to put in my portfolio, it's like, oh, and I also do this. But yeah, I don't know. One day. That and cook.
Yeah, I started, from my wife bought a set of lights so we could do more video stuff for her blog. And that lights are basically the main thing you need for video.
Does she have her booking email?
Probably on her Instagram.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, not for booking. She ain't trying to host no parties, but you can email her if you want to pay or send some money. I need to start a GoFundMe for myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm in Atlanta, and I don't know if there are any people here that would host parties I could find. I'm sorry. Anyway, good luck. So she bought lights. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been... One thing, one kind of goal, I guess, for me would be that... like, I bought my camera. I have a D90 as well with, like, a 35mm. But I barely use it. Like, I use it a lot more, honestly, during the summer because it's, like, we're going out, going on trips and stuff like that. So I'm taking pictures. During the winter, it doesn't come out much unless, like, we're going, like, to some family event or something like that. But I want to start using it more because, honestly, when I first got it, I was using it a lot and took pictures of people's kids and stuff like that for free. But I've never been paid for my photography at all, which isn't a bad thing because my photography ain't that good.
Were you hiding in bushes when you did that, or did they know you were taking pictures?
No, they knew. What?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But I would like to take something that someone's willing to pay me for.
Oh, yeah, well, I was about to say, like we talked about in our last episode, but we didn't release that episode. But you build up your portfolio.
Yep, that's right.
So, you know, I mean, that's how I started with photography. I mean, just we shot like my partner's sister and like her kid and stuff like that and put in a portfolio. Shot my sister's wedding. Well, I think I had already started by then, but I mean, that's all stuff that goes in the portfolio and it's like, oh, okay, this is something I did.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, what I've done is just people come around with kids and just pull out the camera and start shooting, and usually they're perfectly fine with it. Well, every time they've always been perfectly fine with it.
And these are people that you know.
So. I just start shooting people's kids randomly. And
yeah, hey, kids come around at the playground, I'm just pulling out my camera and I'm just pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, but people, you know, they don't want to pay nobody for pictures, so I've been asked several times, like, yeah, can you email me that? Hit them up.
Well, I mean, what I would do is try to take some like good ones that are focused on them, like really, you know, not like, you know, Sears portrait type stuff, but like make it look like you were really doing a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then mix it. I mean, because the way I shoot is like I have stuff like that, but then a lot of the stuff is more candid looking. But you know, you gotta have the ones that look like, all right, these people know I'm taking pictures of them.
I didn't just sneak up on them.
They were cool with this. They know I'm there, you know. So
yeah,
I mean that way it'll open people will look at it differently. Otherwise they may just look at it, it's like, oh, you take good pictures, but I don't, you know. But
I don't want those kind.
You got to set it up like a portrait so they actually like understand, like, oh, okay, you can, you know.
Yeah.
So they get it. You gotta I don't know. You gotta guide people into it so they know what you're doing. So. All right, well, we're going to slide out of here like a...
Banana peel?
That's better than what I was going to say. So, we're going to get out of here. Make sure you check us out. Social media, everything's Alien Muffin. Our website is alienmuffin.com, and we have a YouTube channel now. We've been posting our podcast on there. We're going to start putting... some other videos on there too. Trying to build that platform up. I think that one's Alien Muffin too, right?
Yeah. If you Google But yeah, if you go in there and search for IC Pixels podcast, you'll find us. Yeah, but Alien Muffin.
Okay.
If you subscribe to our YouTube channel now, you can actually be one of our first 10 subscribers. So let's build those numbers.
Is there a prize for that?
Or? No. You get the joy of knowing you started early.
Hey, you get to tell people that. Day one. Day one.
So thanks everyone for tuning in. Good luck with your New Year's resolutions. Don't forget about the goals you set. Continue working towards them. Continue checking in, making sure you're making progress towards your goals.
Yep, sir.
We're out.